guys.
Welcome back to our podcast this week. Hi, guys.
When
is this going up again?
Sunday.
So that is 2 days before our flight.
Yeah! Does Hina have her passport?
Does Hina have her passport?
Does Hina?
Oh, my God.
Did Hina find her passport? Or did she have to go to the passport center? You know what's the worst? If I end up going to the passport center and then within those like 7 days, mm-hmm. I end up finding my passport.
That's okay. That's not that bad.
That's
what's
the worst.
Worse is no. What's no? The worst is 今大変混み合っておりまして、6日では無理だと思います。
Is the worst, right? But so technically,
yeah,
we could leave later.
Oh really?
Yeah, like it doesn't have to be on that day.
Right.
Hey guys.
Anyways, so recently, okay.
Ready?
For I'm going to ask you a question. When are the moments you realize that this relationship is ending? What are some things that, you know, you do or he does that makes you go, oh, this relationship is coming to an end?
Right.
It's time.
Well, I think definitely if we have a lot of arguments and it just keeps coming up.
Yeah.
And I think when those things come up more often, mm-hmm. little things also start to annoy you.
Right.
Like even just the little things, like he doesn't pick up the trash.
Right. He doesn't say thank you.
Yeah. Because like obviously if you're in a good mood.
Right.
Like
you don't care.
Like, well, I guess I'll do it for you. Like, yeah. I guess I'll cook lunch for you today. But like when things start to get a little bit, you know.
Annoying.
Like, yeah. And there's like tension between you guys.
Yeah.
Just the smallest things annoy you.
Right.
Like, why are you seeing your friends again tonight? Like, mm-hmm. why aren't you spending time with me?
Yeah.
Like that would have never, like, it's like a problem that would have never even arose.
Right. If you guys were in a good place.
Yeah.
True. Fair. Do you think that can actually lead to a breakup? Or is that like a point where you think, okay, I need to talk this out with him?
Right. So then I think when I'm having those arguments, and then I think when the arguments cannot be figured out, I think that's when I know, okay, like, because I do not want to agree to disagree.
Right. Oh, you want to agree.
Yeah.
You want him to be
like, if he's like,
oh, that's so hard.
Like, let's say like we have like a problem.
Yeah.
And he doesn't understand, like we get into this fight.
Like let's say he went to a party without telling you.
Yeah.
And there were girls.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he posted on the story and you were like, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
And he said because
it
was work, I didn't feel the need to.
Yeah, yeah. So like he actually doesn't feel sorry and there was maybe like some sort of miscommunication.
Right.
I need him to say sorry and be apologetic. Even if, let's say, logically, he thinks he did nothing wrong.
Right.
But he has put me in this emotional state where I'm pissed off or mad or anxious.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sad. I'm sorry I made you feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, I hope, like, I will make sure that this doesn't happen again. Like, I need that, like, follow up, you know, like aftercare.
Yeah.
But if he's like, well, this was just a miscommunication between the both of us, let's just agree to disagree. I would be like, wow. Like, from that moment, I would be like, okay, even if we do have arguments in the future, we would probably have so many arguments where we would have to agree to disagree.
Right.
And that would not make me feel comfortable being in a relationship with him. So I'd be like, okay, I don't think this is going to be the first and the last time we're going to argue like this.
Yeah.
So, goodbye.
Oh, shit.
Goodbye. Goodbye. What do you think?
Yeah, fair. I'm not a very big arguer, if that makes sense. I don't really argue in the first place.
Right. Okay, I understand that you don't argue, but what if you're in the similar situation as me?
Right. When conflicts arise within me, I'm not very good at communicating it.
Yeah.
I just tend to, you know, figure it out on my own. But that also makes me look at him differently, you know? So,
is time going to solve it?
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. I try to like think, okay, it was work, so, and then I might do the same, you know, next time. Like, I might not just tell him.
Right.
Like, but if it's too much, I mean, I'll try to I'm just gonna be in a really bad mood and I'm just hoping that he'll be like, what's wrong?
Right. yeah. What if he's like, yeah, what's wrong?
And then I will tell him.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I didn't know that. You should have communicated that to me earlier.
Why are you being so... I want him to be like, sorry, I didn't think that it was that a big of a deal.
Yeah.
I will fix it. I won't do it again. Like, if he's not like that, I would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm saying the same for me too.
Right.
I expect him to apologize.
Right.
But he's not apologizing.
Right.
So then he's like, okay, let's just agree to disagree.
Damn.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. No. I agree. I think it will. That would literally lead to a breakup.
Right.
But yeah. Anyways. Yeah. I think when things aren't going well, shows who they really are. So like how he takes your concerns and what the problems that you have really says something about that person. Also, another time I think that, oh, this relationship is gonna end, is this happened with my ex-boyfriend, but I was entering a new stage in life.
Yeah.
And I was, I'm not saying that's a step up or anything, but I was just moving to a different stage in life and I couldn't see him next to me.
That's so sad.
Like, it wasn't like I can probably find someone better in that new stage. I'm probably gonna upgrade and I'm gonna find a better man. Like, it wasn't even that. It was like, ideally I wanted him to step into the next stage with me. I wanted him to come to the new world with me, but he didn't want it. He wanted to stay where he was at. Right. So I was like, okay, that means we're going different
paths. That's so sad.
But if he was like, I also have passion and dreams and I also want to, you know, move to this place or like do these things, then I think we could have been together still. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think so. But like, if we're only looking at that moment.
No,
it's not like, it was literally not like I could find someone better. It was literally just he wanted to stay where he's at and I wanted to move out of that.
And like, you were. Zone.
And I actually was.
Right. So that's why that decision had to be made then.
Yeah.
Right. In that moment.
Right.
Because it was going to happen anyway.
Exactly.
It wasn't like a what if situation.
Yeah. And also, I do want to ideally find someone that can, like, you know, move to those new stages with me.
Yeah.
Because let's say you get married to this person.
Yeah.
And you get a baby. Yeah. That's a new stage.
Yeah.
Let's say you move to a new country. That's a new stage.
Yeah.
And if he can't keep up with it, how are you going to, you know, continue this marriage even? So I think him being able to, like, you know, move around, step, like, you know, be comfortable about being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Then I think I can probably see, like, having kids with him or, like, getting married to him.
Right. Because you somewhat have, like, what kind of, not a plan within your life, but, like, you know what, like, you know that you don't want to be limited.
Right.
And you definitely do not want to be limited by your partner.
No.
You guys should both want to explore together.
For sure.
And grow together.
Yeah.
Right. And if he's, like, super against that, like, that's kind of like the same as saying you want a baby and he doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? So, you just guys want different things in life.
Yeah. Like, that's so sad to me. Like,
Yeah.
Like, I don't want a child right now. So it's hard for me to, like, think about baby.
Yeah.
But, like, if I want one and I've been dating him for, like, 5 years and I'm like, I think I'm ready.
Yeah.
And he's like, I thought I would be, you know? Because so, like, when you guys started the relationship, you guys talk about, like, your future.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, like, maybe not now, but in the future, definitely. Mm-hmm. Like, people think that they want one.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely want one in the future, not now.
Right.
But let's say 5 years later, maybe I don't actually want one.
Right.
And let's say he was at that stage where he realized that even if it was 5 years later,
he still
doesn't want one.
Right.
Would you think it was a waste of your time dating him?
No, I don't think so, but I wish I knew sooner. I do think there were signs that you could have, like, you were able to tell that he wasn't gonna ever want a children.
Yeah.
So at that moment, you needed to think, not a what if, but you needed to have that conversation maybe at the 3 year point, 4 year point. I think there would have been times where you could have realized earlier.
Right.
Yeah. Also, another times when I think that the relationship is ending, or when, this is like all my ex-boyfriend, but when I realized.
Wait, what do you mean ending? Yeah.
Like, when the signs that the relationship is ending. How I was able to tell that we weren't going to be together is when he started emphasizing the fact that I'm like a strong woman, that I can do anything and everything on my own.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of, you know, distanced himself from me in a way by telling me that I am independent and I can do everything on my own. Or he actually said, you and Hina can probably just, you know, stand on your own. Like, He didn't feel the need for him to be there, or he didn't feel comfortable, or like
he was just very not confident with himself.
Insecure, yeah, for sure.
Like, he couldn't support you when you needed the support.
Right. I was giving him the support that he needed. Yeah. I was always complimenting him. I was talking highly of him to people that we met for the first time. Yeah. You know, I never bitched about him, really.
Yeah.
If I were to, it'd be to my closest friend, which was basically you. So, like, you know, I was technically, like, perfect girlfriend, accepting everything and doing everything a girlfriend should do.
Yeah.
And I was still, like, doing all these, like, business shit, which was intimidating him, I think.
Right.
Yeah. So, I ideally, a confident man, you know.
Yeah. Would be nice.
It would be nice.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, that's that. Like, good that you moved on.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys are still friends.
Kind of.
Yeah. I mean, you guys didn't end on bad terms.
No, but I wouldn't call him a friend. Because a friend is a friend. He's not my friend. He's just my ex-boyfriend. He's definitely not my friend. Nope.
Right. I'm trying right now to be a friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With your ex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I was, but, like, I realized that I don't want to be mean when I say this. Because I'm really not trying to be mean. Mm-hmm. But he's, like, so not important to me in my life right now as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So that I don't have the desire for him to really be my friend.
Right. Which is fine. I think friends come and
go. But it's like, I don't mean to be mean. Like, I don't mean to sound distant when I'm, like, talking to him.
Right.
But it's like, I'm just, like, not interested in your life or where you're at.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
I mean, it's sad, but, like, I think that's what friends are like, because, you know, I don't know what most of my friends from high school are doing right now.
Yeah.
Or so I don't care at the moment. But if I were to see them, I'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What have you been up to? Like, I would be excited to hear about what they've been up
to.
So I think that's fine. Like, as long as you guys, you know, can see each other maybe a year from now and still, you know, be like how you guys were as friends before.
Oh my God, it's like one day.
No, stop.
Seeing each other every year.
Don't go there, no. I'm not letting you become MR. No.
Literally, though.
No. But yeah, so friends. Yeah. Speaking of confidence, I think that's a really big factor when it comes to relationships.
Yeah.
Because, you know, our guy friend that came to our pod for a guest one time, he was like, if he cheats, that's her loss.
Yeah.
And he said it as if he meant it.
Yeah. I mean, like, I can feel it, right?
Yeah. And I love that confidence. Yeah. Like, you know.
I mean, it's like, at the end of the day, if you're not confident in being in the relationship, why are you even in it?
Right. And, like, if you're not confident, you're gonna make her feel insecure, I think. Because the less confident you are, I think higher chances you're gonna cheat, higher chances you're gonna compare you two as a couple to another couple.
Yeah.
So, like, you would think, what do people think of us when we're walking in the streets?
Damn.
You know, what if I'm with a prettier girl? Are they gonna think highly of me? Like, those are the thoughts that goes through your mind if you're not confident, I think. Which is really bad, you know?
That's really interesting.
But I think that's what happens.
I never thought about that before.
Well, then thank God you're confident. You're so confident. That's good.
Like,
that's good, but
I don't know if that has even anything to do with confidence.
No, but I think for sure, like, you don't care about what other people think. Or you think that they think that you guys are a cool couple.
Yeah.
We're both as fuck.
I mean, it's like, even if I were to be dating, like, a really, really, like, why the fuck is she dating him kind of looking guy, I would still be all over him in the streets.
Right.
But that has nothing to do with confidence, is there? It's like,
I think it's more of the guy thinking. Like, if he's not confident.
Yeah.
In within himself.
Yeah.
You know, he could be looking for a better person to that will walk next to him.
Yeah.
Kind of situation.
Yeah.
And then he would probably make you feel that.
Right.
That's why you would start to get anxious.
Right.
Like, you in that relationship with that guy, he's not making you feel like that.
Right, right. Which is good. Right.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I think if he's inconfident in himself, he would make you feel insecure.
Mm, that's true.
So if you want to thrive as a woman,
yes,
you need to be with a guy who is confident.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God, I wanna walk with a guy who's, like, really cool. I haven't. like he's the shit. Like, you literally sent me the TikTok the other day of, like, these, like, boyfriend girlfriend outfits.
Yeah, it was really cute. Right? Like, it reminded me of Hina, so I sent
it. She was like, I want you to walk with a guy dressed like this. And I was like, yeah, me too.
Me too,
I want to too. Like, I want to be influenced by him too.
Mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. like in a good way. I want to influence him, uh-huh. but I want to influence the both of us so we both look cool together.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're both doing it not because we want to look cool, uh-huh. but because we like each other and we like doing it together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I want that.
For sure. I think you can find a guy like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with a good personality.
Yeah, that's another story, but we'll just talk about that.
I can't find a good looking man with a good personality.
That's not true, though. That's not true. But like one way or the other, he's going to have like something that is missing. So you're just going to have to, maybe you can cultivate that, you know, never know. You can raise him into dressing better or becoming a better person.
Why do I have to do that?
Because you guys are in a relationship and you want him to treat you that way or you want him to dress that way.
But he should know that without me having to teach him. So. Am I wrong?
But it's hard to find someone like that. So like might as well just, you know, tell him what you like. And if he, you know, moves that way, that's fine. Especially for outfits, it shouldn't really be a big problem. Like maybe he's not used to it, but now he is, you know.
Right.
It's just good.
Yeah. So like that I've experienced, mm-hmm. like playing dress up basically.
Yeah.
With like being in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like asking him to wear certain things or...
Yeah, so it's I don't think it's easy to find a guy with the looks and the outfit and the personality, but you know, you can just tell him what you like and he'll probably wear that because he wants to look the best for you.
Right.
Right.
But I'm saying that I don't want that.
Why?
As in I want to find a guy who is naturally like that because I've already been with guys where I've right. dressed them up and become something that I like
mm-hmm.
to see my boyfriend dress as or like the type of clothes that I like on guys.
Yeah.
And I've made him wear those things because okay. I buy those things for him or like, you know, he naturally starts to dress like that.
Yeah.
And I've experienced that and that's fine. But I want to be with a guy who's naturally like that. You know what I mean?
I mean, you can find a guy like that.
Yeah. But we were just saying that the guys like that don't have a good personality.
Well, we don't know. You can try. You can.
And get hurt.
Yeah. You can try.
Get hurt. Within this lifetime, you're probably going to see me get hurt like 1,000 times.
I'm like so used to it. I'm like, this type of hurt.
I should probably like list it down.
Yeah. This time I got hurt this way. I felt this way. Hence, not again.
Literally. But like we were just talking or like recently we've been talking about Delulu.
Mm-hmm.
About being Delulu is better than being not Delulu.
Yeah. And I stand by that. Yeah, I agree.
Right? You agree?
Yeah.
So recently, this TikToker
mm-hmm.
messaged me or DM'd me. And he was like, let's go out for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, yeah, let's sure. Like, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, he texted me out of the blue. Like, we've never really texted before. It's not like he replied to my story. He just texted me. And I was like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he was like, can we just go with the two of us?
Uh-huh.
And that was like a bomb drop for me. I was like, wait, what? Because he's also like not doing it on his own. He's yeah. kind of like us.
Mm-hmm.
He has like his duo thing, like, you know. And we've already met as a group a couple of times.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird to be in like a one-on-one situation.
Yeah.
And it's like really weird.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. And instantly I was like, Meg, like, I don't know why he's saying this. How do I get out of this?
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind going on like a one-on-one drink, like just not with him. Like, I'm not.
You're not interested in like that.
At that point, I realized, okay, so these are his intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a high intention that he just wants to like fuck or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm not into dating him or fucking him. Or just him as a man.
Right.
I am not interested. But like at the same time, like, is it weird for me to think that I thought that?
Right.
Like we could just go as friends.
Yeah.
But is it weird that after that I was like, no, let's go with everyone.
I think the let's go with everyone is some like the worst thing you could ever tell someone. So for me, if I knew the intention, like she's saying it, like when he said, let's go with the two of us was like a bomb drop. But for me, it was very clear from the very beginning when he DM'd her. Like it was really clear that he wanted to go with the two of them anyways. So right. at that time, I would push the let's go with everyone even before he suggests going with the two of us.
But I didn't know
Or I would just go as friends because it should be okay. Like that should work, you know?
Yeah.
You guys are friends.
Right.
So I would, it's like Delulu all the way or you stop it in the beginning. You can't do it in the middle is my right. opinion.
Right.
Right.
It's just to me, it's like why? Why do we have to go with the two of us? Like, what's the point?
Gekuni, why did you think that he would suggest everyone?
Because we've only hung out with everyone.
But it's not a hangout. It's like a work thing. Every time we never actually hung out with them as friends, you know?
Yeah.
So you don't know if he's not an interesting man.
That's
right?
True.
Right? So if I was up for it, like if I said yes, it means that I am willing to go with the two of us as friends.
Okay, see, but I didn't know those unspoken rules. I think in general, I just don't know any of these unspoken rules.
Okay, so yeah, it's fine. It's fine. If you don't know, just go with the two of you guys.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You need to pull through.
Right.
You can't just back out. You so can't like, just be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's go with all of us. I didn't know. I'm so Delulu, so I didn't. You can't do that. You need to be Delulu all the way.
I know. And there's another problem that I recently realized that I have, which is that I'm really bad at getting out of things.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to say no.
See, okay, go on. Tell the world, please, because
that's not saying I'm gonna, if a guy wants to do something with me, it's not like I'm gonna be okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Please don't be okay.
I'm not gonna be okay with it. Like, I have my standards. Like, I know when I'm supposed to say no. If I don't want to do anything, of course I'll say no.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa, if I want something, I'll go for it. But yeah, like, I've just had many encounters where I'm meeting someone and I have plans afterwards, but I'm trying my best, or I'm trying to find a good time for me to, you know, be like, hey, like, I have to go to the next like event, or I have to meet another friend after this. So, you know, like, I'm just going to have to say bye here. And oh, I know I should do that. But in my prior experience, it has been so hard to actually say that in that moment, especially when I'm hanging out with them one on one. If it's more than two people, like, even if I get out of it, like, they can still hang out, so it's fine. But at the same time, it's like they could potentially meet someone else afterwards. So I guess I could get out of it. But it's just, do you guys understand, like...
So what do you want to do about it?
So
what's your point? だから I can't do it なのか?
I just realized this within myself because I saw myself as a really strong woman and I know what I want. And I thought I knew what I wanted. And when I don't want something, I thought I could say it. But recently I've realized that sometimes I can't say no. And
it's a great realization that.
And I need to fix it.
It's your face!
I need to fix it. And I know that. It's just that. But that makes me think, like, am I a people pleaser? Like, do I only say things that people want to hear? No.
I think what you... the number one thing you lack in is time management. And I think that's it. Like, I don't think... Yeah, you might feel bad. But, like, if you really thought that time was important...
Yeah.
You know, you would.
Right.
You would get out of a situation if you knew that your favorite actor is coming to this bar only for 10 minutes in a certain time. You would go.
Yeah.
You would be so strong about it.
Yeah.
I really have to go. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's the time management. Like, you think that it's okay for you to be late for the next person is making you say, I can stay longer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like, if we're going home, we all decided that we wanted to go home.
Yeah.
We're both out.
Yeah.
You're the only one staying in. Yeah. You find this friend that you like really wanted to talk to.
Yeah.
Somewhere in your heart, you think it's okay for us to wait.
Yeah.
I think that is it. Like, the time.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think you are a strong woman when it comes to what you really want. It's just time management.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I need to think of the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And realize that there are also other people being involved when I'm late.
Right.
Or, you know, I'm making other people wait.
Right.
I need to think about them.
Yeah.
But the point being, when I was talking about the TikToker, is that I imagine myself going.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was correct with the right intentions of him wanting to do something with me,
okay,
I got scared.
But you being a strong woman yourself, you should be able to get out of it.
Right.
He's fucking small. You can literally punch him and he will leave. It's okay.
But I don't know, like...
You're not going to a kakurega bar.
Yeah, yeah. But I just don't want to... I think I just really want to avoid bad relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking, if I reject, like, I don't want him to be in a bad mood.
Right.
Or, like, I don't want him to hate me. Or I don't want to not lose relationship that we had prior to this night.
So 그거에 대해 강가를 I wouldn't call you the Lulu in the first place. You right. should know that his intentions are that from the very beginning, the moment he DM'd you.
But I think there's also a part of me where I'm very hopeful. I'm a very hopeful person.
I think you need to stop being hopeful this year. Like it's you've had enough.
Stop being hopeful this year.
You did enough of that. I think you gave everyone a chance of being this guy or the girl that, you know, you hoped he'd be, she'd be.
Yeah.
Have we ever had a time when it was like, you know what? We were wrong. This guy was amazing. This girl was amazing. We judged too quickly. No. So please stop being hopeful. The adult world in this Tokyo city is just fucking gross. So no hope.
See, that just makes me sad, which is why I try to stay hopeful and look on the brighter side and hope that it could be that.
I mean, you know what? It's up to you, though. Like, you, that's something you have, that you can see the brighter picture. You can see the better in that person. Like, that's something that you have that others don't have. So, like, you doing on that on your own is fine. Mm-hmm. It's just, you can't just come crying to me every time and be like, I'm hurt. I was just hopeful. Like, I told you to 만나줄게도 매진이, if that's you, that you should do you.
See, I don't like that. We're, like, agreeing to disagree. Save me.
She's so funny. She's so funny.
No, it's fine. I will try to stay less hopeful and take is as is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so man.
As is.
As is. Let them as is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try. So, lesson learned. But we'll see. We'll see if the lesson is learned.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Oh.
But there another guy was like, what are you doing tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And then I know he clearly has intentions.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really like reply quickly.
Yeah.
I try to avoid it as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
But he DM'd me and then I didn't reply for like 5 hours and then he deleted it.
Oh my God. I hate it when people do that.
Why do they do that? Is it because he already made new plans?
No, I think he just like got embarrassed or something. Yeah, I think it's just like he thought too much.
Right.
Yeah.
But isn't that embarrassing to have deleted it?
Yeah,
more?
But he thinks that you're too busy that you probably didn't even see it.
Damn. See that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Like I would never do that.
Yeah, I would never. I would just, if I sent it, I'll just go for it.
Right?
Because it's too late. He probably saw it. And he's choosing not to reply. So that's lesson learned. But he's not gonna be an evil guy, so he's gonna like, you're also like, you're not gonna be evil, so you're just gonna like kindly reply, right?
Yeah.
So did they just end it, you know?
Like, right.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it was like my fault for like not replying. I could have just replied as a friend.
Right.
I'd be like, hey, sorry, I'm busy tonight. I could have done that, but I was lazy.
Right, right. You know? But that's fine. Like, and that says that you're not interested in him like that.
Yeah.
So if I was the guy, I would accept that.
Yeah.
And just not try any further.
Right.
Yeah. Or if I really liked you, then I would try even harder. But, you know. But you know who also deleted their message?
Who?
So, I don't know if I ever told you guys this, but there was this guy that I was seeing in Korea. Or, like, this Korean man that I met, like, a couple of times.
You did?
Didn't I? Like, last year.
Korean man?
Yeah. Korean man.
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 Cool guy.
That.
Yeah.
The rich guy.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
the rich guy.
Full disclosure, we slept like twice. Right? But like, we never got into a relationship. He lives in fucking Korea.
That's so
He's
funny.
Fucking old. Yeah. I am no longer interested.
Yeah.
But he was just this like cool guy that I can never like grasp, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was fun for me that I was chasing this guy who was like, who cared, who just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But he drunk texted me like, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Right?
That was so hot.
That was like,
that was so hot because imagine if we were just chilling in our house.
Right. We were in the club.
Yeah. And we had like 2 bottles of wine that night.
Yeah.
And like, we were like, yeah, pretty in a good place.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we stepped in the club, she's like, guess who texted me?
He was literally like, Meg.
Yeah.
I'm in Shibuya. What are you doing?
No.
No. Yeah. He said Meg and I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he said, Ima, Shibuyani, he's in Shibuya, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then I didn't answer, and then he said, sorry, I didn't. Oh, and then KY, our friend.
No, he at first he was like, I'm in Shibuya and I thought about you.
Oh yeah, he said that. Right? So I was like, you want to see me? Question mark.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah.
No, 나 보고 싶어?
No. My friend was like, so you 考え.
Her translation was so funny. So you 考えて連絡したんだよ. So you 考えて.
But anyways, it was something like that. I didn't reply.
Yeah.
I was busy.
Yeah.
He double or triple texted saying, I'm sorry. I texted you so late. I'm really fucked up or something.
Mm.
And then I didn't even reply to that because I was busy.
Yeah.
And he unfollowed me and he made me unfollow him on his Instagram account. So like, I think he blocked me once so that we'll both unfollow each other. And he unblocked me because I could still see his account.
Wait. When you block each other, does the chat history delete?
No.
Wait, what's the point?
I don't know. But I think he was like pretty fucked up.
Like he just felt so embarrassed that he kind of had to just in that moment, like fuck.
Yeah. And then right before I went to sleep, I was like, hey, I was drinking. Are you okay? And then right first he said, you know the Korean ha ha ha, FF?
Ku-ku-ku.
Yeah, he said ku-ku-ku, right? And I was like, god damn, he's acting like nothing happened. Mm. He deleted that. And then he said, 네, 괜찮아요. With like an emoji. 分かる? Well, he's thinking too much
about what to send me.
Unsending and he's unfollowing and he's double texting. And I'm just like, stop. Don't make me hate you. Like, you know, can you be the guy that I like forever? That I, you know, like, don't make me embarrassed.
Yeah. Like, can you be cool?
Yeah, please be cool.
Yeah.
He was not cool. He was too clingy that I just like...
Yeah.
Okay, bye guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh my god, yeah, we need to get out of the studio now, so we'll talk to you on another episode. See you next week!